into session. We're going to go on to, we're going to revisit the committee assignments. Our county council wants us to make a motion to the effect of our changes, so I'll make the recommended motion.
Second.
Supervisor Haupt?
He's here.
He's not here. Where is he? We'll mark him absent. Okay, Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
I'll be aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep. Okay, what do we have left there, Laura? Public hearing?
Number 8A.
Got a public hearing. Open up the hearing by the chairman. It's me. Meeting of the order of presentation for the record.
Chair Valenzuela, I'll be recusing myself.
Excellent. Bernadette?
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, Assistant Planner. Pursuant to the county rules for the establishment and administration of agricultural preserves and Williamson Act contracts, upon the sale or purchase of property that is a portion of any existing contract, the owner shall apply for a separate contract. Mr. and Mrs. Crawford purchased 702.78 acres, of which 480 are currently under a multi-owner Williamson Act contract. 222.78 acres are not within an agricultural preserve. The applicant has proposed to create a separate contract consisting of the entire 702.78 acres. In order to accomplish this, we would have to first rescind the 480 acres from the existing contract, amend the existing agricultural preserve to add those additional 222 acres, and create a corresponding Williamson Act contract. However, the county guidelines state it shall be the policy to deny application requesting to establish a new ag preserve or significantly increase the size of an existing ag preserve when the state has not appropriated funding. As no funding has been appropriated, the ag preserve administrator along with the ag commissioner both recommended the approval of a separate Williamson Act contract for the 488 acres already within an ag preserve and deny the addition of the 222.78 acres. Approving the rescission and reentry of the Williamson Act contract would bring the property owned by the applicant under their own individual contract. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolution approving the rescission of the applicant's property and re-entry into a new Williamson Act contract. Thank you.
Any correspondence, Laura?
None noted.
I think there's no other arguments, reports from other departments. No proponents here?
Showing none online.
No opponents. Public comment?
Showing none online.
None in-house. No rebuttals. Do we have to continue this then, or is...
No.
So we can close the hearing? Discussion by the board members. Anyone?
We're still back in cleanup, I take it.
This is a new purchase.
It is a new purchase.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else? So the recommended motion is to allow the original 487 acres?
480.
And not to add the additional?
Correct.
That's okay. That's what I wanted to hear. Entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Okay, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris is recused, and then Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go into closed session. Ed, how long do you think this will take?
20 minutes.
Very good.